This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
The team you think is going to take a major step forward from where they were last year, a non-playoff team becoming a playoff team, and the opposite of that, the team that was in the postseason last year that you think declines and is not in the postseason. We had Bill Barnwell on the show last hour. Bill's always great. He did two different stories and gave the teams that he thought had the best chances of improving and the chances of declining. Now that it wasn't playoff to, you know, non-playoff to playoff season or playoff season to non-playoff season, he had the Giants listed number one in terms of the team that he expects to improve significantly. They were 3-14, so they could improve significantly and not make the postseason. I want to hear the team that you've got and that you might even place a futures bet on that is not expected to be good, that you are convinced will be good and will end up in the postseason, and then the opposite of that, the team that most are thinking will be good that you don't think will be good. For me, the 49ers are the easy pick. They were 6-11 last year, all because of injury. If they're healthy, they certainly should win more games than they lose and be in the postseason. I was very, very – I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to play the Giants over. And I better play it soon because there seems to be some momentum building on the Giants over 6.5 wins this year. I've lost on them in some of these futures bets in recent years. And then I think Minnesota's the team that was in the playoffs last year that goes backwards. For Max, New England's his surprise team. And then your team going backwards is the Rams. 301-230-0980. There's one team I'm expecting to hear a bunch of, especially in this town. I'm not talking about our team. I'm talking about the other team that, you know, is a favorite in a lot of cities. Let's go to Andy in Kent Island. Andy, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. I never get to call because I'm always at work, but I do listen to your podcast all the time. Appreciate it. The team that I have, yeah, of course. The team that I have making it this year that did not last year is the Chicago Bears. Three reasons. I think the acquisition of Swift and actually Zaccheaus is going to be very helpful, and especially their new head coach I think is going to bring a different dynamic to that organization and his play calling. The team that I don't think is going to make it might be a surprise, and I kind of hope you're wrong with your Vikings pick, but I think it's going to be the Green Bay Packers. The reason being is that their schedule last year, if you recognize, they played so many bottom dwellers of their of their actual conferences that I felt like their record didn't truly indicate what their talent base is. Yes, Love is a great quarterback, don't get me wrong, but I just think that they're not going to have it in their cards this year. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great day.
Yeah, the Green Bay thing is interesting. You know, Matt LaFleur has been a very successful head coach and is very highly respected among coaches in the league. I forget, you know, what their season was last year, and I'm pulling it up right now. You know, they lost some cliffhangers, man. Their losses were by 5 points to Philly and Brazil, 2 points, a game they led most of the way against Minnesota. They lost by 10 at home against Detroit. They got dominated in that game. They lost by 3 at Detroit on Thanksgiving Day. No, that wasn't Thanksgiving. That was a week after Thanksgiving. Lost by 2 at Minnesota, 2 against Chicago. Wow. I mean, the average loss was basically, if you take the 10-point, the one double-digit loss out of there, their average loss was by 2.8 points per game. They also won a lot of close games. That tends to be the league. I don't know, man. I thought that they had a really good season, and I didn't think Love played anywhere near his capability. Let's go to Robert in Annapolis. Robert, go ahead.
All right, Kevin, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm actually looking at the NFC East, and I'm leaning where you are with the Giants. Either the Giants or the Cowboys are going to replace the Commanders as a wild card team out of that division.
So you're Washington out.
I got Washington out. Both of those teams, put aside their head coaching question marks and the quarterback, they got playmakers on both sides of the ball, both the Cowboys and the Giants do.
I agree.
Other than Jaden Daniels, I don't see any elite playmakers on your roster.
Yeah.
I got some good players, but I don't see anyone.
Other than John Wilkes Booth, really, how was the play, Mr. and Mrs. Lincoln? I mean, when you say other than Jaden Daniels, like, try to say that about your team. Other than Lamar Jackson or other than Patrick Mahomes would be a better example in recent years. I mean, come on. They have elite level at the most important position that is the number one predictor other than health about an NFL season.
Right, well, I really like Jaden Daniels. I haven't elevated him to the position that you have.
I know you have.
But he needs support just as my guy does, and he does have support. Derrick Henry is a good support. Andrews, good support at tight end. Zay Flowers. They got playmakers on and Roquan Smith on defense. They got a superior defensive backfield this year. They got a lot of other things going.
Who did they
for
add?
Them. Now,
they had Jair. They added Alexander, right?
Yes, I hear Alex.
Jair Alexander.
But anyhow, they just have a lot of talent spread around.
Yeah, they do. They always do.
You know, I'm not trying to be critical of your team. I'm being objective.
Yeah.
That they have a lot of somewhat aging guys as plugins for a year or two. Frankie's a good player, you know, but you got some question marks in that defensive backfield. You just got a lot of question marks. And I just think the Giants and the Cowboys are more talented, I guess is what I'm saying.
Now, I think that their rosters may be overall slightly better. But, Robert, you know, I can't be objective, but I can try my best to be. I don't think I look around the league that I would ever pick a team with what I viewed as an elite-level quarterback to decline, unless that team won 15 or 16 games and I was just picking them to win 11. Like that's my issue. I don't think I've ever looked at a team that had one of the top quarterbacks in the game and said, yeah, that's the team that's not going to make the postseason this year after making it last year. It would be hard for me to do that, so I'm not going to do it with my own team.
All right. I put a fin on the Commanders under 9.5. Where is Kevin putting his money on that line?
I'll have my over. I've already made one wager, and it's the team I'm going to mention here shortly, but they were a playoff team last year. But I have a feeling they're going to be much better. And by the way, that team's in your division. Thanks,
you know, by
Robert.
The way, I always bet the Ravens under as sort of a sweetheart bet, so I get something out of it.
It's called the happiness hedge. Yeah.
The happiness hedge.
Called,
that's what it
we
is.
Call that the happiness hedge in the business, where you know you're okay to lose if you're if the team that you bet against is your favorite team and they end up winning the game. I've done that with Washington, as you know, with the smell test. Many Fridays coming in here and giving out the opposite team. The best is when you give out the opposite team plus points and they cover, but your team also wins. That is,
by the way,
you know,
on your smell test, why don't you just go, betting everywhere now, instead of saying win units or loss, just how many, you've been betting.
You want me to tell everybody how much I bet on a game?
No. Just on your smell test, a hypothetical 100 for a win, 110 for a loss. But you've also been. Why do you recommend buying half point? That's a come on by the sports books.
If it no, wasn't a winner, not on key numbers. Not on key numbers. Major money saver over time. On 2.5s, 3.5s, 6.5s, 7.5s.
I understand the theory, yeah. But they wouldn't offer it. They wouldn't offer. And that's a minus 120 on those losses.
It's not always minus 120. I've paid many times less than minus 120 on a half point.
Really?
But it usually is.
I've always thought,
it usually is.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Well,
Robert.
I'm going to keep a calculation on you this year.
Well, I keep the calculation. It's all, basically what you have to do if you consider a straight bet on every single game is you got to hit it 52.6%. And I think I've done that 14 out of 18 years.
Not if you're buying half points
yeah,
on
but
games
the half
and you're
point,
losing them, though.
The half point buy, first of all, I would guarantee you I've ended up either pushing or winning more games than losing. Secondly, you're talking about maybe 0.5% of all the games I've given out. Not even 0.5%.
Right.
But if you want to go do
all
that
right, well,
math and shave it down to or shave it up to 52.9% that I needed to hit, it would still be. It would still be
right.
14 out of 18. Well, thanks.
When do you start that? Are you starting that
this Friday? But I can tell you, I've already looked at the board for Saturday, and there isn't anything that I really like. So more likely than not, the first one will be a week from Friday or a week from Thursday when
Good
we
luck.
Go into Thursday night college games. All right, I got to run. Thanks, Robert. Giants up, Washington down. Or he actually said Giants or Cowboys up, Washington down. Aiden from Hagerstown. Aiden, go ahead. Give me the NFL team that you're predicting to have a surprise season from non-playoffs last year to playoffs this year, and the team that made the playoffs last year that won't make it this year. Go ahead, Aiden.
Hey, Kevin, you got me?
I got you, Aiden.
Team I think didn't make it that is going to make it. I'm on the Patriots. They didn't start Drake May till I think week 6. Last year, took him a while to get his feet under him, but when he... What was that?
Is that how long it took? I thought it was earlier than that. Yeah, I'm not...
I checked, and it said week 6.
Okay.
Took him a while to get his feet under him, but when he did, yeah. I really liked how he played. I think if they start him from week 1, he gets going a little earlier, and maybe they find 5 or 6 games instead of 3. I look for him, especially with Vabril in the room now, to really take a step forward.
Sure.
And then, like lifelong Washington fan here, I hate to be this guy, but I'm thinking Washington doesn't make it. It's a little interesting. I think the offense is actually going to take a step forward, not a big step, but I think they're going to be even a little better. Just a few names to throw out. An older Russell Wilson, Cooper Rush, Caleb Williams, who didn't look good, Spencer Rattler.
Yeah,
those are the quarterbacks we were playing last year.
We know.
That
we know the list.
The defense could barely find a way to even kind of hold on so Jaden could drag him to the end.
Yep.
We're not playing that list of quarterbacks.
By the way, it's Trey Lance.
So
also Jay Kane.
We're going to go from asking Jaden to drag the defense to a win, needing to score 28 or 30, to some of these top-level quarterbacks are going to could potentially throw 35 or 40 on our defense and not really try that hard, it seems
yeah.
like. And if that happens, asking Jaden to overcome that, I think there's games he will absolutely do it. He'll pull some magic tricks out. Asking him to do it for an entire season is crazy to ask of anybody, let alone a second-year guy. I don't see a way the defense could have stepped forward that much that when they play these next level quarterbacks to be able to even help try and win some of these games.
Aiden, good call. You actually made me think about something as it relates to Jaden and the possibility of kind of a small step back season for the team that I am going to address when we come back from break. If you're on hold, Athan, Stan, Paulie, Joe, we've got a line open if you want to weigh in. The team you think takes a big step forward from non-playoff season to playoff season, and the team that takes the big step backwards from playoff season to non-playoff season. 301-230-0980. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Unwall a little bit more towards the end of this show and whether or not he should have his jersey retired by Ted in the organization. Right now, a few more calls from you guys who have been on hold, and I appreciate it. Who's that team this year that you are predicting will surprise, go from non-playoff season to playoff season? And which team are you predicting goes the opposite way, from a playoff year to a non-playoff year? All of our NFL discussion on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. My team that makes it this year that didn't, the 49ers, the team that I'm predicting to take a step back, the Vikings, and Max has the Patriots making it and the Rams not making it. Something real quickly that the last caller, I think it was Aiden, mentioned that just gave me a thought. Like, I think what we learned last year with the Tampa playoff game with the Detroit playoff game, with even the Atlanta and Philadelphia late season games, is just get in. You know, it would be best for Super Bowl prospects to be the one seed and get to host every playoff game in Landover. But with this guy, if you are 9-8, 10-7, and you just sneak in, the other team's not going to want to see us. I mean, you know, we'll know what the context is in the moment. But quarterback-wise, just get in. Stan, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing? Hope you had a good summer. It's been a while.
Hey, what's up, Stan? How are you? Good to hear your voice.
So I'm thinking it must be pretty slow over there if we're going to continue with a segment if you really want to hear my good and bad. I do
want to hear your
good
and bad, but I'm sure you've got something else that you want to talk about, yeah, so go ahead.
Absolutely, I always do. I agree with you, the Vikings and the Niners. Those are the two easy picks. If you really want to get crazy, I think Philadelphia is going to go 15-2 and or 16-1, and we're just got to be happy that these are not best of seven series in the playoffs, and like you said, it's a one and done, and we have a chance, just get in. Secondly, up here around Giant Country, this kid, Abdul Carter, is absolutely devastating every single person in his path. The writers can't get enough of him. Nobody can get enough of this guy. He cannot be blocked. I don't know how good the Giant or Jet lines are, but he can't be blocked. He was not blocking anything so far this year up here.
There was a chip. I saw a video go viral where he got chipped pretty hard and unexpectedly.
He just runs around the tackles. It's too easy. I don't know. It reminds me of what Chase Young should have been what was supposed to be.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared of our back situation. I know you guys all love them. I think these two guys, I think they're slow. I think Rodriguez might have good vision. He's slow. Merritt, I don't know. He's supposed to be quicker. I just don't see it. Believe it or not, like, just somebody as stupid or so small as, remember what Boston Scott used to be for the Eagles?
Yeah.
He was just so quick to the holes.
Even
and
Gainwell.
I just feel like we need to, even Gainwell. You need somebody like that, and I still don't even see that at any of these backs. Like,
Eckler.
I just think they're all of. He's old, though, and he's going to get hurt, or he's going to get the concussion. Yeah. So I don't even want to count him, but I just want somebody quicker. Like, obviously, like Bijan, Saquon, or Jameer.
Well, yeah, but.
Yeah, obviously, I'm not going there. I'm saying somebody like a Gainwell or a Boston Scott. Like, something as basic as that, I think those guys would thrive with Jaden Daniels.
Now, I think Kroski Merritt's got some burst to him.
I hope he does. I mean, that first carry of the game the other day or whatever, it was blocked perfectly. He read the blocks perfectly. He didn't get touched. The rest of the game, I wasn't impressed with anything I saw. That's why I'm just like, I don't know. I don't see what you guys do down there every day and what they're talking about.
Look, I'm not raving about the running back room either. I mean, I've liked Rodriguez and his ability as a power back between the tackles, decent vision, decent feet. By the way, if you go back and look at some of the Kentucky stuff, he certainly had some, you know, explosive ability. We saw that on a 40-yard run, but trust me, you know me. I'm not watching practices or preseason games and labeling any of these guys as the next Emmitt Smith.
No, I agree. I think he could have some power, just like Bart Robinson had some power when he hit the hole. I just think they hit the hole so slow. I don't think these guys are just like game-changing.
Kroski Merritt looks different to me. I think I disagree with you on that, just based on the college tape. I think he's got good quick feet, good vision, and good burst.
Okay, I haven't seen enough of him, so I hope you're right. Just give me somebody like a Gainwell.
The O-line has a role in this, too, and it could be a lot better this year.
That's true, too. I agree, and I think they will be. One thing I want to be ahead of everyone here, and this is going to be a problem for the NFL. I can't be the only one that sees this on these games when they do the TV. Now, our when they come out to measure, they're not measuring anymore, correct? Like, you're not seeing the officials measure on the field.
Well, not during preseason, right? This is what's going on in preseason.
Okay, all right, that's
what
I want.
How it works.
I don't know how. Okay, that's what I don't know how this works. But
you're talking about the electronic, you know,
exactly right, Kevin. I'm talking about when they just put 2 feet, 3 inches. There is no,
what's the word I'm looking for? Magic. But like, you don't get any anxiousness.
Well, it has nothing to do with the placement of the ball. That they're not using this, you know, technology, the Hawkeye technology, to measure the ball. Wherever it's, or to spot the ball. Wherever the ball's spotted, that's it. It's used as a measurement tool.
No, that's what I'm saying. So, Kevin, when they've done this on the preseason,
yeah,
it just, you know, it comes up on the screen and it'll just say 2 feet, 3 inches. And that does nothing for me as a viewer.
Two feet, as a fan. I'm going to be honest with you. I have not watched any preseason with the exception of our games. And I think I saw it in the Patriots game. It was used once. Was it used the other night?
Yeah, I saw it twice. I've only seen the first half. Was it the second half when
I was like, you know, kind of paying attention?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, again, I'm not paying attention too much. I think you need these officials, as dumb as it sounds, to run out on the field and still pull the chain. Now, I want them to use the technology.
What is it that's bothering you, though? I'm missing this.
Well, when you just go on a TV and they go, okay, we're going to now go to the – and see if he's sure or if he's got it. All it does is it just pops up on the screen and it just says – the ball will be there with a line. It'll be like, oh, he's short by 2 feet. And there's no, like, anticipation or no, like, there's nothing to it. It's just like, oh, you won, you lost.
Well,
you
know, like a scratch. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but it is more efficient than bringing the chains out, even though the anticipation of the chains may create, you know, more unpredictability and excitement and buildup.
Okay,
so you missed the buildup.
Yes, or what you need to do is, you know, I'm Madden when they do a kickoff or something that's stupid. I haven't played these games in years. But you know when on a kickoff, the guy's leg and the power thing goes through and it's like you got to get it at the top and then get it at the bottom or however that works on kickoffs. You need like the screen to like fill in like the yellow line going, and then short. Just so you have the anticipation on the technology part of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's see how it plays out, if it plays out at all during the regular season. I think this is just a preseason thing. I could be wrong. I forget how they're going to – maybe they're going to make the decision to implement it. If it works, I don't know. But I need more exposure to it to have an opinion on it. So your teams are my teams – little bit concerned about the running back room. Let's talk, you know, once the season starts, Stan. I love having you on and love your conversations. I'm sure we'll get into, you know, some sort of rule thing that we have figured out that no one else has figured out. We'll have a loophole or two to discuss. Thanks.
We still do. All right. All right, I'll talk to you, Kevin.
Athan, go ahead.
Well, I got to say that the Cowboys are going to make a lot of positive noise this year for their fans. I think they're due. I think they have a ton of talent. I mean, they were, up until they played us last year, they were like one of the worst teams in the league. And I think the Micah Parsons, regardless of contract or whatever, is going to go crazy. I see Dallas in the NFC Championship game.
Who do they have on defense, seriously, up front, other than Parsons? Like, who's going to stop the run for them?
I heard that they got bigger in the offseason. I can't give you any names.
Azarocu's not a run stopper, Max. He's a pass rusher.
That is true.
The rookie.
So, I just think they got a ton of talent on all. They added Pickens, and even though that guy's a head case, he's got hands like claws. So you had put him with Lamb and some of the other guys they got. I just see them having a really good year. And then as far as regression, I see it being the Redskins. I mean, we don't have speed. We have zero depth at linebacker on a scale of 1 to 10. It's like a -2, in my opinion. We have questionable depth at receiver. We didn't have injuries last year, and we had a soft schedule. This year, we got a really tough schedule. And I think the thing that a lot of people don't take into account is we are still recovering from the bankruptcy of talent that Ron Rivera left this team in. It's just still taking time to fill holes and replace talent. So I have us at 9-8 and just missing the playoffs. And real quick, Kevin, because you know so much you love about gambling, and I do too. Max knows me personally. But I think it would be awesome if right before the season each year – you do like a meetup with you somewhere, like we rent out a theater or something, and you have like your picks for the year and talk about gambling and like, you know, why you buy the half point and things that you like for the year, and even tie like college football or something into it. I think you would sell out the theater wherever we would go, and, you know, people buy drinks and all that stuff, and it would be a good time. Maybe
just
even Max.
A degenerate fest? Yeah.
Exactly.
I think we should do it at the MGM. Forget the theater. We should just we can see if they've got, you know, a roller's room for us, and we can just go in there and we can do it while we're playing cards and dice. That would be fun.
Well, there you go. I mean, like Doc says, you have your own private planes and everything. I know you got the connection to get the room there.
Yeah.
So it would be awesome, though. Think about it maybe for the future.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Athan. Let's go to Paulie. Paulie, go ahead.
L to the W, man. What's going on, big guy? How you doing?
You?
Man? Hey, listen, man. I got the Rams. First, let me say this, man. You call me uncoachable. This whole segment been uncoachable, bro.
I let you do these things sometimes. It's got to be good, though. It's got to be good. It can't be, you know, some tangent that isn't making sense to anybody.
Hey, I got to get a high five to the call of the day, man. Way to be uncoachable, man. I love y'all guys, man. Hey, look, I got the Rams taking a step back, man. This whole Matthew Stafford thing, if Jaden is important to us, Matthew Stafford is just important to the Rams, and I have no faith in Jimmy G. You know, so I got the Rams on that step back.
Hold on for 1 second. Because I just kind of talked myself into it a little bit, you know, when we were when I was being uncoachable during this segment. What if Jimmy G, who, by the way, has played pretty well in some big moments during his career, he is in the exact same system with Sean, very comfortable in the system that they are in. The same level, almost, of talent around him that he had in San Francisco. The same level of coaching that he had in San Francisco. What if it were Jimmy G for 17 because Stafford can't go? Do you think they'd be terrible?
They wouldn't be terrible, no. But they'd definitely be on the outside. They'll be fighting to get in from the outside.
Yeah, I agree, but I don't think they'd be terrible. He should have gone out and gotten Kirk.
I was ready to say he's a poor man's version of Kirk. Poor man Kirk is Jimmy G, man. You know what I mean? So I think they'll be fighting and trying to get in, and I don't think they'll make it. I think Arizona was going to leapfrog them in that division. You know what I mean? But my team, my come up team, is the Jets, man. The Jets.
Wow. Okay.
I like Aaron Glenn as a coach. He's a defensive guy. They still got defensive talent. Robert Saleh, you know, was too busy kissing Aaron Rodgers' ass for a year and a half. That's what got him fired. You know, they got Justin Fields at quarterback. They're not going to ask him to play outside of his knees. They got Breece Hall as a running back. They got They got Wilson at wide receiver. I mean, I think the Jets got a good formula to make. I mean, the division is not tough. You know, I think the Dolphins are treading water. You know, of course, Buffalo is the cream of the crop. But I like the Jets, man. I think the Jets is going to make some waves. And they might not make the playoffs, but I can see them on the cusp of it. And if things all else fails with Justin Wilson, they still got Tyrod Taylor as a backup. And Tyrod is a pro. You know?
The back that I'm interested in this year, I think Breece Hall's good, but he's coming off injury. Wasn't he injured last year, or am I thinking 2 years ago? But the Wisconsin kid, Braylon Allen, the big, you know, 6'2", 245 dude who can run, he has looked like a star to me in the making. If you're right and they're better as a team, I bet you Braylon Allen has a big year.
But my whole point is I think Aaron Glenn's an old-school guy, and I think they're going to base that team around the running game and not, you know, not trying to sling it with Justin Fields. Let's face it, Justin Fields is a poor man's version of Lamar Jackson.
Well, he's going to be a part of the running game, no doubt.
Right. So that's my team, man. And as far as us, man, I'm tired of hearing all this loser talk. Talking about last year's schedule and last year's – this is this year, man. But we're primed and ready to go, man. We got five back there. Did y'all not see that game Monday night?
A pretty good reminder.
But did you not feel the electricity, man? This guy has got the whole city behind his back, man. And that team believes in this dude, man. The defense is going to be better. You know what I mean? Did y'all talk about the schedule we put? Them teams got to play us.
I agree. Let me just tell you, last year I was at 10-7. I'm going to be much better than that this year. I think they're going to have a big
13
year.
13-4. I'm calling it right now. 13-4, man. 13-4. First place in the division, man. Who y'all talking about, man? All this loser talk going on.
Well, you do this all the time. You're the master of straw man. We had two people call in and pick the Commanders to be down.
We didn't even play any quarterbacks last. Man, get out of here with that, man.
Well, it's true. It's true.
We played who was in front of us. Hey, we beat Jared Goff in the playoffs. We beat Baker Mayfield, right? We played good quarterbacks.
All those things are true. But so is fact that they played a bunch of bad quarterbacks. That's true, too.
It is what it is. We played
But I don't hear many. Look, I hear people outside of this market predicting a step back for our team, but you do this all the time. You're the king of straw man. You're the king of straw man. You do this all the time to prop yourself up as some badass tough guy. I think they're going to be better than they were last year on offense. A lot better.
We don't have a fast running back. We don't have a fast. What are you talking about, man?
Get out of here.
What's going on?
Get out. You got the you know what? The best part of this call was you got the Jets, and you may be the only person. So we'll watch that all season long.
If you ain't rocking with my team, go up the road to Baltimore with Robinson and Annapolis and be disappointed every year.
Well, that's silly. That's silly. It's that kind of talk that is in the fan base. When you can't have any – when you won't accept any critical thought, you lose me. Because you can have critical thought. You can even be constructively critical, constructively positive. But when you start saying you're not a fan because you think critically, that's stupid. Dumb. Love you, though. Joe in Westminster, finish it up. Who's the team you got going up, and who's the team you got going down?
Hey, man, if we had been listening to Paulie, Kerry had already been traded for a third-round draft pick by now. So, you know, he needs to pipe down just a little bit anyway.
I think Terry's been more pro-Terry on this. I don't think he was promoting trade. Was he? I don't know.
I thought he was calling it they were going to get traded.
Oh,
but
calling
that's beside
it,
the point.
Okay. If you're a fan of this team, why are you talking about Terry being traded? Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying, Kevin. That's what I'm saying. Right. So anyway, I've been thinking while I've been on hold, and the more I think about it, I think Cincinnati's going to be taking the step up this year. I kind of was thinking Cowboys, but you're right. They ain't got much on defense to work with. And
they have a good coach on defense, though. Eberflus will be a difference maker defensively for them, I think.
They're going to be better this year, but I don't think that they're going to be a step up to the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
Because I think Washington and the Eagles being in front of them, it's just going to be a little bit difficult. So my pick is the Bengals, because I just think Joe Burrow is an outstanding quarterback. I mean,
so
you know, there's just no two ways about it. And as much as I'd like to tweak your Ravens fans here and say they're going to be supplanted by Cincinnati, I can't go with that as much as Lamar's kind of due to get hurt. I think the step back team, you're dead on. It's got to be Minnesota. I mean, we don't know what this McCarthy kid's going to do. And I'm certainly not looking at drafting John Jefferson in the first couple of rounds of my fantasy draft.
Well, he's banged up right now, and they're going to be without Jordan Addison, I think, for the first three games because of the DUI. I think it's three games, right, Max?
Right.
Jordan Addison?
I believe that it's three or four. I think three, though.
Yeah. So.
And I'll tell you, Kevin, in that division, I think Green Bay could take a step back, too. I think they could be. I'm not on the Jordan Love bandwagon like you are, bud.
I like Jordan Love. I like him a lot.
I know.
So here's
you do.
The other team
I don't
that I
think he's.
Thanks for the call.
All
Joe.
That.
Great call. Appreciate it. The team that this is not a prediction of a, you know, step up from non-playoff to playoff season. I think Pittsburgh's got a chance to be really good this year. And of course, it comes down to Aaron Rodgers. The talk out of Pittsburgh is they don't notice any difference with him throwing the football. And if you watched him, and I've said this many times, had the guy on that covers the Jets, you know, a few months ago, and he's like, Their kicker cost them games. Their defense cost them games. Aaron Rodgers looked like Aaron Rodgers after, you know, five, six games of the season. If Aaron Rodgers is a top half of the league quarterback, which I think he still is, I think Pittsburgh's going to win a playoff game or two this year. They make the playoffs and they win nine or more every year, so that's not a big leap. It's not a big limb that I'm stepping out onto, but I think they could be – it's a tough division, man. I think they could be an 11-win team that wins a playoff game or two with him and with Metcalf and with that defense. They've got talent everywhere, and I think this could be a year for Tomlin, and I think it's going to be, you know, kind of a – I guess Rodgers couldn't win comeback player of the year, right? Because he played all last year. So, anyway, that was the one team that I had not mentioned. And again, it's not non-playoff to playoff, but it's a playoff team that ends up being a threat when they get there. I like Pittsburgh this year a lot. All right, when we come back, should John Wall have his jersey retired by the Wizards? If you want to weigh in, we're going to clear the calls on the football. Open them up at 301-230-0980. Should John Wall, who officially retired yesterday, have his jersey retired by the team? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, here's what is happening on this Wednesday, August 20th. Mike Garofalo has said that there are certainly interest in Brian Robinson from other teams, including the Miami Dolphins around the league. But the big question they're asking is why he fell out of favor with the Commanders. Dan Quinn said his postgame presser on Monday, he's certainly somebody that we respect a lot, end quote. And the Bears, they are signing quarterback Tyson Bagent to a two-year, $10 million contract extension with a max value of $16 million, including incentives, tying him to Chicago through 2027. And the Nats, they are calling up number one overall pick Eli Willits to high A Fredericksburg and could make his debut as soon as tomorrow. Speaking of the Nats, they fall to the Mets by a score of 8-1. The woes continue for Jake Irvin as he gives up five runs in the third inning and one more in the sixth for good measure. David Peterson with a strong outing for the Mets as he goes eight innings, only giving up a single run. They'll continue their series versus the Mets tonight. Brad Lord on the mound versus Kodai Senga. First pitch at 6:45. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Denton's office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us, and don't forget to stay up to date on all things DC sports by turning on notifications. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John Wall yesterday officially announced his retirement from the NBA. John Wall, for me, is an all-time Mount Rushmore Wizard bullet. And I'm talking about the bullets in D.C., not Baltimore. My Mount Rushmore is Elvin Hayes 1, Wes Unseld 2, John Wall 3, Bobby Dandridge 4. Just missing Gil and Phil from that Mount Rushmore. That's not the question. The question is, should the Wizards retire John Wall's jersey? If you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980. There are only three jerseys from bullets in D.C. that have had their jersey retired. Five franchise history, including Baltimore. Earl Monroe, Gus Johnson, Wes Unseld, Elvin Hayes, and Phil Chenier. Elvin Hayes is the greatest player in franchise history. I've got Wes, too. I don't care what order you put those two guys in. I think John's three. You know, something that I didn't know and a friend of mine shared with me. The value over replacement player number, which is really the overall advanced number, John Wall's two in franchise history behind Wes. Bradley Beal's actually three. Elvin's four. Gilbert Arenas is five. All-time leading assists, all-time leading steals. And how about this? All-time leading rebounders in franchise history, he's 10th for defensive rebounds as a point guard. John Wall has some signature moments, the three that he hit to force Game 7 against Boston in 2017, and a signature game, Game 6 that same year in 2017, on the road against Atlanta, put away the Hawks with 15 out of the last 17 points for the team in the fourth quarter. By the way, hitting as they went underneath every single screen, you know, daring him to make that mid-range shot, knocking down each one of them, not to mention an unbelievable block defensively. 42 points in that game, 7 assists, and total clutch down the stretch. Look, it is a bit of an indictment on the franchise's history that, to me, for me anyway, that John Wall's so easily on the Mount Rushmore of players in history. He played 9 years. He was injury-riddled for sure. But we have what we have to work with. And for me, it's a no-brainer. John Wall's jersey should be retired by the Wizards. Because for me, a Mount Rushmore player has to have his jersey retired. Ted did put out a very nice statement yesterday on John. Where is it? Hold on. 15 years ago, the Wizards selected John Wall with the first overall pick out of Kentucky. We knew we were getting an elite point guard to join the Wizards ranks, and we ended up with so much more. 10 years of John Wall on the Wizards and a legacy to last a lifetime. John was simply outstanding. In his time on the Wizards, he went from rising star in his rookie year to a five-time NBA All-Star. Alongside Bradley Beal, the dynamic duo led the team in four playoff runs. That was out of 5 years. Remember that year they didn't make it, lots of injuries. DC fans adored John for the player he was on the court and the person he is off it. We could feel how much John genuinely loved DC, and the district loved him back. His investment into the community through philanthropy, events, and youth basketball programs made a difference in the lives of so many. His loyalty, community involvement, and passion went above and beyond what was expected, and we all loved him for it. As the news breaks of John's retirement from the game, I know all of us in D.C. are sending him our well wishes and are excited to see what's coming next. Thanks for everything, John, on behalf of all of us at the Washington Wizards and at MSC, that's Monumental Sports, and entertainment. Congratulations on your retirement. I think they're going to retire his jersey. It would be insane not to. I've had John on the show a couple of times in the last year. He's going to be doing a lot of work for Amazon Prime in the NBA. He is, for me, I'll just be candid with you, very surprised at how good he is as an analyst and as a communicator. And I think he's going to have a very successful career. He is a basketball junkie, but that's not the question. The question is, should he have his jersey retired? Yes or no? I say unequivocally yes. It's easy for me. I'm a lifelong Bullets Wizards fan, and we've suffered, you know, for a lot of years. And a lot of it's on current ownership and the way things have been handled. Hopefully 5 years from now, there's a contending team. But those four playoff, you know, years with John and Brad and Gortat and Nene and Trevor Ariza and Paul Pierce, etc., those teams were better than the Gill teams and the Antoine teams. They were, because they actually defended. They were just better teams. They won three playoff series, and they had a chance, you know, in all three second rounds to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Had a chance against Indiana that first year. John doesn't break his hand. They have a chance against Atlanta. And certainly they had a chance in Game 7 against Boston. John, for me, easy, no-brainer, retire his jersey, hang it in the rafters with Wes, Elvin, and Phil as Washington Bullets. You know, they were Bullets. He would be the first Wizard. Let's go to Joe in Springfield. Joe, what do you say?
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
I'm good, Joe.
You know, I would say absolutely yes that they should retire John Wall's jersey. I mean, considering that run we had in the playoffs, I mean, and if not for him getting hurting his hand like in 2015, we would have played in the Eastern Conference Finals. And then after the buzzer beater in Game 6 against Boston, I understand that it was a back and forth in Game 7 against Boston, we would have had the Conference Finals again. We would have played LeBron and the Cavs both times.
Yeah, none of those teams were going to the Finals, but they all had legitimate chances to be in the Final Four in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Absolutely. Yeah, and he definitely gave us a chance all those times. Even, I mean, I understand he played hurt in like one of those series, but he definitely gave us a chance, and especially that 42-point game to close out the Hawks in Game 6, I think, in 2015.
One of the great individual playoff performances in franchise history. There aren't a lot of them to choose from, and you got to be old to know the ones that lead the list. Elvin Hayes' Game 7 against the Hawks in 79, 39 points, I think 18 rebounds, 7 block shots. Bobby D in Game 7 against San Antonio. There are some incredible performances from when the franchise was relevant. Gill, obviously, with the game winner against Chicago in Game 5 that set up the opportunity to win Game 6 at home. But what he did in Atlanta in Game 6 to put that series away, that's top three, top four playoff performances in franchise history. No doubt.
There's no way Gilbert's going to get his jersey retired, Kevin. It's John Wall all the way.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe. Scott in Frederick. Should John Wall's jersey be retired? Yes or no?
Well, I'm a little biased. I was his UPS driver, and we moved to Potomac. So I can tell you he was a really, really, really nice guy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to say yes. You made a great point, though. You said it's really more of an indictment on the franchise than anything else. I mean, if John Wall's on the Lakers, does he get retired? No. I mean, so many teams out there he wouldn't. But
sure.
I think in this case, he definitely should have him retired. He was a dynamite person. I can tell you that personally. And, you know, I definitely have to say yes. He's definitely better than Gilbert Arenas was. And those Wizards team, you're right. I think they would have been top four, you know, level. But they just didn't have what it took, you know, to really get past. But John Wall is definitely the catalyst on those teams.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Jay in Columbia. Jay, yes or no on John Wall's jersey being retired?
I would say absolutely he needs to have his jersey retired at Rose Bar.
Okay. What about for the franchise?
No, I think he should. I mean, it's just a shame. You know, I think the underlying thing with even the question is the competency or lack of competency of Ted and just the whole ownership group to get them to play at a level where they could get through deeper into the playoffs.
Right.
And sadly, you know, we sit here today and we're further back than where we were, you know? So I think John did the best he could. I was most impressed with, I was at a Nats game where he was throwing out the first pitch and I was really impressed with how good he was with the general public. He was signing autographs.
I thought you were going to say the pitch, which was not very impressive, but yes,
the pitch
he
was
is
impressive, but he was.
Yes,
and,
I agree.
And I didn't realize realize how much community outreach he did. So I think it's a combination of both. I'd say yes.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not even factoring that in, to be honest with you. I'm factoring in just pure basketball. But anyway, Mark in Largo. Mark, you literally have 30 seconds, so go.
Okay. John should have his number retired. And, Kevin, you're crazy to think that Gilbert Arenas is not better than John Wall. John never went up against LeBron James at all in the playoffs. Gilbert did. Gilbert
and
went up
happened?
For the last three times.
And what happened in all those
and they lost. But I'm saying that was when LeBron was in his prime. But Gilbert put us on the map. Don't forget that. Gilbert put us on
the map. Put us on the map? How so? They won one playoff series with Gil. One.
Nobody came to Washington before Gilbert got here.
Well, they came to watch the other teams.
Nobody even recognized the Wizards.
I agree with you,
here.
But that's not a reason to put him ahead of John Wall because all of a sudden there was some brief temporary excitement for the team. Gil's great. He's just on the outside for me. He's arguably, after Elvin Hayes, the greatest scorer in franchise history. I got to run, though. I told you, 30 seconds. That's it. I got to go. I'm up against a hard break. Chris Russell next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.